哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
在这个安息圣日，我们一同聚集在这里学习查考圣经上的道理。
On this holy Sabbath day, that we can come here to study His words.
今天同时也是我们一年一度的宗教教育的开会式。
Today is also our once a year RE ceremony.
在教会的众多工作当中。
And among all the holy work in church.
有许多需要人筹划，有许多需要去计划去安排的。
There is some work that needs intense planning.
但是在众多多的工作当中，
But among all of these many works,
最重要的一环就是宗教教育系的设立以及运行。
One of the most important works is the establishment of the religious education.
因为宗教教育系办得好，
Because of the success of the religious education,
它的影响是接下来的五年、十年、二十年。
The impact can influence the next 10 years, 15 years, and 20 years.
宗教教育没有办好，
If the religious education wasn't done well,
教会的工人就会出现断层。
Then there will be a cut off of the workers in church.
教会的侍奉就会缺少工人。
The servitude in church will be lacking of workers.
教会的传承就会失去根源。
And the passing of the faith will lose its root.
所以呢，教会最重要的就是要栽培下一代。
Therefore, the most important work in church is to bring up the next generation.
所以我们今天在这边以圣经当中对儿女的教导来做一个彼此的学习。
Therefore, today we would like to study how the Bible views raising up children as mutual study.
我们请翻到马拉基书的第二章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 2.
马拉基书的第二章
Malachi chapter 2
第十五节
verse 15
旧约的最后一卷马拉基书第二章第十五节
It is the last book in the Old Testament Malachi chapter 2 verse 15
二章十五节
chapter 2 verse 15
虽然神有灵的余力能造多人他不是单造一人吗为何单造一人呢乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈待幼年所娶的妻。那在这里呢，先知在马拉基书当中告诉我们。
And here the Malachi, prophet Malachi tells us.
他说哇，神其实有力量啊，一下子造出很多的人来啊。
That God is very powerful, and at once He created many people.
当神创造天地万物之后。
After God had created the heavens and the earth.
神也造了人，把人安置在伊甸乐园。
He also created man so that they can stay in the Garden of Eden.
那个时候呢，神给人一个吩咐啊。
During this time, God gives man a commandment.
他说哇，他希望人能够生养众多，遍满地面。
He hopes that they can multiply the earth.
然后呢，能够管理地上各样的活物啊。
And to take care of all the animals of the earth.
所以啊，神的期许是让人能够生养众多。
And God's hope is so that everybody can multiply and reproduce.
但在这里呢，先知说神可以一下子造很多人，让他遍满各地啊。
And here it says that God can create many people so that they can fill the earth.
但是为什么神不这样子做呢
？But why is it that God does not do that?
他说他只有造一个人而已。
And He only created one person.
并且造这个人呢，并且借着他来得到。虔诚的后裔。
After he created this man, through this man, he hopes that he can have a good generation.
所以啊，神对我们今天的期望就是要能够生养敬虔的子女。
Therefore, the hope that God has for us is so that we can raise up faithful generations.
在我们今天的世代，我们对儿女非常的重视。
In this generation, we put a lot of value in our children.
所以很多我们在座的漂洋过海来到这里，希望给儿女一个更好的未来。
There are many people who go across sea so that they can bring a better future for their children.
我们自己很辛苦。
And we are very tired.
什么都舍不得用。
And we don't ever use anything.
只是期望说能够把最好的给我们的儿女，能够栽培他们，让他们长大成人。
We always hope that we can give the best to our children so that they can become have a good future.
但是呢，在我们今天的时代变迁里
，But our generation has changed very much.
社会越来越混乱，环境越来越困难。
The society has become very chaotic and the environments have become very difficult.
有时候在这种环境当中你说想要生一个孩子都会害怕。
And in this type of environment, to have one children is already very scary.
为什么害怕呢
？And why are you scared?
那个养孩子很贵以外
Aside from having raising a child being very expensive.
哇，以前的人那个孩子随便养就随便长大啦。
And before people would just raise their children as it is.
现在光生一个孩子就要花很多钱啦。
But nowadays to just have one child is very expensive.
所以我常常看着我的女儿
And so I often look at my daughter.
我跟她讲说你不是千金
I told her you're not.
你是万金
You're not a princess.
啊，因为啊，现在啊，那个生一个孩子好贵的。
And so nowadays to have a child is very expensive.
啊，不但生孩子很贵啊。
And not only is it expensive.
啊，生下来之后还要看哦，哇，你要用什么牌子的奶粉啊
？And after you have the child, you have to think about what brand of milk to use.
哇，一罐奶粉25块钱。
And one carton of milk is $25.
你看着你的孩子，又希望他多吃，又希望他省点。
You hope that your child can drink more, but then you want to save some.
哦，所以啊，这年头啊，养孩子不容易啊。
So to raise a child in this generation is very hard.
啊，但是如果只是这样子的话，那还简单啊。
But if it's just like this, it's very simple.
啊，如果只是啊，花点钱把孩子养大，我们父母亲咬咬牙也就算了。
If it was just that problem, then it would just be okay.
啊，但是有时候你看看外面的社会。
But if you look at society.
你看看你手上的新闻报纸。
You look at the newspaper.
你有时候越看越害怕啊。
You are even more afraid.
社会如此的混乱。
The society is very chaotic.
道德如此的堕落。
And there's a loss of morals.
你说这样子的环境，你养出来的孩子将来会变什么？真的不知道啊。
In this type of environment, what kind of children you will raise, you do not know.
所以现在的人啊，越来越不敢生。
Therefore, people are afraid to have children.
啊，觉得说我自己都活得这么辛苦了，再生一个孩子来受苦何必呢
？Because they think they themselves already having such a difficult time, why should they have it on their own children?
哦，所以在这里圣经告诉我们说啊，我们要生儿女，而且要生出敬虔的儿女来。
Here the Bible tells us that we need to have children, we need to raise a faithful generation.
哦，如果今天我们的子女能够在教会里面成长
，Therefore today if our children can grow up in church.
如果我们今天家的子女有神在他生命当中看顾
，If our children are raised and watched over by God.
哦，虽然他们面对的环境挑战很大。
Even though their environments may be very difficult.
啊，但是啊，生命当中有神，生活当中有信仰。
But because in their life they have God and they have religion in their life.
就能够在这个弯曲悖谬的世代当中，行出一条神所喜悦的正路来。
In this crooked generation that they can be a good example.
哦，所以啊，以前的人都说哈。
And so people in the old days would say.
以前都说啊，弹钢琴的小孩不会变坏哈。
Children who play piano won't go bad.
啊，现在不这样子讲啦。
That's not true anymore.
啊，现在说啊，去教会的小孩不会变坏。
And they say people who go, children who go to church won't turn back.
哦，所以啊，我遇到很多哦来教会的朋友哦。
So I have encountered many friends who come to church.
还蛮有趣的，他们自己啊对信仰没有什么没有什么兴趣啊。
It is very interesting because they themselves don't have much interest in
church. 啊，但是啊，一定把小孩送到教会来啊。
They definitely will send their children to church.
他说啊，虽然我啊对拜神没有兴趣啊。
They say even though I don't have interest in worshiping God.
但是我希望我的孩子在有信仰的环境当中长大。
But I hope that my children can grow up in a religious education.
所以他能够学到生命当中的正道
so that they can learn the true morals of life.
他能够学到做人做事的观念
so that they can understand the concept of being a person.
哦，虽然他们不见得是为了寻找信仰、寻找永生来到教会
even though it is not because they come to church looking for eternal life.
啊，但是他们都相信啊，如果在一个属灵的环境当中成长
but they believe that if they grew up in a religious environment,
啊，就能够让孩子有一个正确的道德观念
then it will allow their children to have a good concept and of morals.
哦，所以啊，教会里面特别有设立宗教教育的体系
and so in church we established a religious education、
哦、就是希望说能够借着老师的教导
it is in hope that through the teachings of the teachers
圣经道理的浇灌
that through the teachings of the Bible、
啊、
stories
能够使我们的子女能够在成长当中是个有信仰有道德的人、啊、
we hope that the children can haveGrow up into a person who has religion and also have good morals.
所以啊，教养儿女是今天神所托付给我们每一个父母亲的责任。
And so to raise up a child is a responsibility given to all parents.
也是我们今天必须要承担的挑战。
It is also a battle that we must take on.
那、啊、但是我们要怎么做呢
？But how do we do this？
我们都说啊，这个要带到教会来，交给宗教教育的老师。
And、you say you bring them to church and you hand them over to the religious education teachers.
啊，真的有这么简单吗
？And is it that simple？
啊，有时候我们做父母亲呢、啊，缺少了一个责任的观念呢、啊。
Sometimes as parents, we forget about the responsibility we have.
哦，我们就只负责生。
We only care about giving birth to them.
啊，生完以后就觉得说，我给你吃饭，你养大，给你钱，你可以去买东西就可以了。
After they are born, you just give them money and let them buy things and let them grow up.
啊，但是不要忘了神对你的期望是敬虔的儿女啊。
But don't forget that God's expectation is to have godly offering.
啊，神要你的不是只是养大一个儿女。
It is not just to raise up a child.
而是要在主里使他能够成长敬虔。
But rather for them to grow up in the Lord and to be godly offerings.
我说呀，这个责任已经担负在我们的身上了。
Therefore, the responsibility has been given to us.
我们来看一下诗篇的127篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 127.
诗篇的127篇。
Psalms 127.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇的127篇的第三节。
Psalms 127 verse 3.
啊，在这里说，儿女是神所赐的产业。 所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。所以在这里告诉我们说啊，儿女都是神所赐给我们的产业。
And here it tells us that children are a heritage from the Lord.
啊，虽然是赐给我们的产业。
Even though a heritage given to us from the Lord.
啊，但是啊，主权在神，这个儿女不是你的而已，是神的。
But the authority is in God, and this children does not belong to
you. 啊，神把他交在我们的手中，让我们来教养他，带大他。
And God gives them to us so that we can grow, raise them up.
啊，是给我们的一个责任。
It is a responsibility given to us.
也是给我们今天的一个挑战。
It is also a difficult battle that is given
to us. 所以我们今天要从圣经上来看教养儿女如何使他在主里长大。
So today we will look at how to raise up a child so that they can be godly offerings.
我们来看一下申命记的第六章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 6.
申命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我们看第一节好了。
Let's look at verse 1.
申命记的第六章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 1.
他说这是主你们的神所吩咐教训你们的诫命律例典章，使你们在这所要过去得为业的地上遵行。第二节。
Verse 2.
好叫你和你的子子孙孙一生敬畏主你的神，谨守他一切的律例诫命，这是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。那在这里是神给以色列百姓的吩咐。
And here's a commandment that God gives to the Israelites.
他说如果你希望呢你的子孙能够得福，
If you hope that your children can be blessed,
能够在所行的事上有神同在，
That everything that they do, they have the abidance of God.
日子得以长久，
So that their days can be long.
他说啊，在这里说神所吩咐我们的律例诫命典章你都要遵行啊。
Here it says you need to keep all of his statutes and his commandments.
我们今天都希望我们的儿女能够幸福。
Today we all hope that our children can be happy.
所以我们砸了，我们真的是用尽一切的方法使他在社会上有成就。
Therefore, we try to do everything in our might and ability to so that they can become successful.
为什么有些地方的房价特别高？
Why is it that some certain areas are more expensive?
很简单啊，这炒出了，为什么要一群人抢着要去住那里啊？
It is because people fight over to live there.
为什么要住那里呢？
And why do they want to live there?
很多时候是因为学区好啊。
Oftentimes it's because the district is good for education.
因为学区好啊，所以房价一直涨。
Because the district is very good, the real estate grows.
但是大家那钻破脑袋也是要挤进去啊。
And people try to do everything so that they can get into the district.
我们希望孩子有最好的教育。
We all hope that our children can have the best education.
所以他们能够有更好的未来。
So that they can have a better future.
我们希望他们有很好的学历。
And that they can have a good education.
他们就能够有很好的成就。
So that they can have very successful futures.
有很好的成就。
After they have success.
就能够得到一个完美的家庭。
And they can have a perfect family.
这个是父母的心意啊。
This is the heart of a parent.
也是父母的爱，这个是没有错的。
It is also the love of a parent. This is right, correct.
但是好的学区保证一定出好的功课吗？
But does a good district guarantee that you'll have good homework?
有很多好的学区的孩子功课也是乱七八糟啊。
There are many good districts that don't have good results.
好的学历一定能够找到好的工作吗？
Does a good education guarantee you find a good job?
你知道现在有多少的博士找不到工作吗？
You know how many PhDs nowadays that don't find jobs?
找到好的工作保证一定有好的家庭吗？
Does finding a good job guarantee you'll have a good family?
有时候啊，那个嫁错人或娶错人啊，一辈子活在地狱里面啊。
Many times when you marry the wrong person, it's like living in hell.
有时候娶到好的或嫁到好的配偶，能保证一定出好的儿女吗？
Does marrying a good person guarantee you have good children?
有时候啊，爸爸妈妈看着自己的孩子说，这到底是哪里来的？
Sometimes parents look at each other and say, where did this kid come from?
也不像我，也不像你。
It doesn't look like me or you.
一定是阿公啊。
It definitely is a grandpa.
隔代遗传啊，什么坏的都被你遗传到了。
And so they blame all the bad traits on the past generations.
有时候你看啊，真的生下来那个小孩子啊，好像小恶魔一样啊。
And when you raise a child, it's like a little demon.
那所以啊，有时候啊，你的努力不代表一定能够生出敬虔的儿女来啊。
Sometimes your efforts doesn't mean that you will have a good godly offering.
所以在这里啊，圣经告诉我们说，有几件事情我们必须要注意的。
So the Bible tells us there are certain things we need to be aware of.
我们看第六章的第四节。
Let's look at chapter 6 verse 4.
申命记的第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4。
这里说以色列你要听主我们的神是独一的主，第五节。
Verse 5。
你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神，第六节。
Verse 6。
我今天所吩咐你的话都要记在心上， 第七
，Verse 7，
也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你是坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论。第八
，Verse 8，
也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。第九
，Nine，
又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。那在这里呢，圣经教导我们要如何栽培我们的儿女。
Here the Bible tells us how we should raise up our children.
我们希望我们的儿女有信仰、有道德。
We hope that our children can have religion and also morals.
不但做一个好人，而且在神眼中做一个好的儿女。
Not only to be a good person, but also to be a good children of God.
所以从第四节以下就教导我们说，那要怎么样做才能够养出这样的儿女来。
And following verse 4 tells us how we can raise a good children.
那第一个他这里讲说，以色列啊，你要听主，我们的神是独一的主啊。
And verse 4 says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
我说呀，你要教导出敬虔的儿女，从谁开始？从你自己开始啊。
So to raise up a good godly offering, you need to start from yourself.
他说你是谁？你是以色列。
It says, Who are you? You are Israel.
以色列你要听啊。
And Israel, you need to listen.
所以你要教出好的儿女，谁要先听？是你要先听。
And to raise up good children, you need to listen yourself first.
你必须要认识到你是以色列。
You need to understand you are Israel.
以色列这个名字怎么来的？
And where does Israel come from?
是从他的始祖，从雅各的身上来的。
It is from their descendants, their ancestors, Jacob.
哦，雅各他这个名字原本是抓抓的意思啊、哦。
And Jacob, his name means to grab.
那、哦、为什么？因为他一辈子就是想尽办法要抓。
Because in his whole life he has been trying to think of how to grab everything.
用自己的方法，用自己的能力，用自己的天分来抓东西。
He used all of his ability and his talents to grab everything.
雅各是一个非常聪明的人。
Jacob was a very smart person.
所以他常常设计陷害别人啊。
Therefore he tried to think of ways to get his own.
来得到好处
and to benefit himself.
所以啊，他拼命的抓，拼命的得。
Therefore, he grabbed everything, trying to get everything.
但是到最后，他发现一件事情啊。
But in the end, he realized something.
他发觉说，如果神没有保守他，他再努力也是得到两手空啊。
He realized that if God did not guide him and protect him, everything he would have would be in vain.
所以啊，他非常的努力啊，拼命想要打拼自己的事业。
And so he worked very hard for his work.
但是工作当中却遇到许多的挫折。
But in his work, he encountered many difficulties.
所以他最后说了一句话哈。
And so he said.
他说我真是看明白了。
And I truly understand it now.
他说若不是神保守啊。
If not for God's protection.
我所得到的一切啊，一转眼都会被别人夺走啊。
Everything I've accumulated in one flick of an eye, it could be taken away.
他说后来神给他改了名字啊。
And so God changed his name later.
他说你不要再叫雅各啦。
God says, you are no longer Jacob.
不要再用你的手一直去抓。
Don't try to use your hand to grab everything.
他说你要改名叫雅各。
Your name will be Jacob.
雅各是什么意思呢？
And what does Jacob mean?
雅各这个名字有两个意思啊。
And Jacob has two meanings.
第一个名字就是跟神较力啊。
It is to wrestle with God.
而且得胜哦。
And to be victorious.
那第二个名字的意思就是神国的王子啊。
And it is also the prince of God.
他说哇，这两个名字，这两个意思啊，代表了以色列这个新的人啊。
And these two meanings represent who he is as a new person.
他是神国的王子。
He is a prince of God.
他是神的儿女。
He is the children of God.
所以啊，他跟神摔跤是可以得胜的。
And so when he wrestled with God, he was victorious.
一个人为什么摔跤可以得胜呢？
How can a person be victorious in the wrestling?
那很简单哦。
It's very simple.
我跟我儿子摔跤，每次都是他赢啊。
When I wrestle with my son, every time he wins.
啊，我儿子啊，现在啊三岁啊，正进入那个超人的年纪哈、
哦。And my son is 3 years old. He's entering into the era of Superman.
所以啊，穿着一件超人，带件披风，每天在家里飞来飞去啊。
And so he has a Superman costume and a cape, and he flies around at home.
啊，当然我就是那个坏人啊，我就是那个 monster 啊。
And of course I'm the villain.
啊哇，那每次就要打倒坏人啊。
And every time he wants to defeat the villain.
啊，所以啊，每次摔跤都是谁赢？那、啊、都是他赢啊。
And every time when we wrestle, he wins.
啊，每次都说死掉啊，就倒在地上啊，死掉了。
Every time he says die, and I would just fall down.
啊，所以啊，这是什么样？怎么样得胜？很简单嘛，你是我的儿子啊，我很爱你啊。
So how can you be victorious? You are my son. I love you very much.
所以啊，你叫我躺下来，我就躺下来；叫我跌倒，我就跌倒。
And you tell me to lie down, I'll lie down. You tell me to trip, and I'll trip.
哇，他就会站在我的身上，耶，赢了。
And he would stand on my person and says, "Yeah, I win."
这就是以色列的意思啊。
And this is the meaning of Israel.
你是神的儿女。
You are the children of God.
你是他所爱的。
You are the one who was beloved.
所以你只要紧紧抓住你这个身份。
So you need to tightly hold on to your status.
你就能够得胜啊。
And you will be victorious.
生活当 中有神看顾。
In our life to have God watch over.
信仰路上有神保守。
And to have God protect us in our religious on our path of.
在这里告诉我们说，我们要做，我们要做，我们要交出敬虔的儿女来。
So we need to raise up godly offerings.
第一步是你要先认识你的身份啊。
First step is you need to understand your status.
你是神的儿女。
You are the children of God.
你跟这个世界人是不一样的。
You are different from the people of this world.
如果我们今天没有这样子的认识。
If we don't have this understanding nowadays.
圣经里面特别讲哦。
Then the Bible tells us.
神说以色列，以色列啊。
And Israel, all Israel.
你是我特选的民族。
You're the nation that I've chosen.
你是我所珍爱的百姓。
You're the nation that I love.
他说哇，你是独居的民，我把你不列在万民之中。
And you're this only nation that I've separated from all the other nations.
我要保守你。
And I will keep you.
他说哇，谁要是敢欺负你啊。
If anyone wants to bully you.
啊，就如同啊，要摸我眼中的瞳仁一样啊。
It is like
touching the apple.
Oh, touching the apple of my eye.
我说，如果有人这样，我就用动神说，我就动拳头打他。
And if anyone was like this, I will defeat them.
我说，哎呀，你看啊，圣经里面说啊，以色列代表是神所特选的民族。
And so Israel in the Bible represents the people who are chosen by God.
是不列在万民之中的。
And they are not one of the nations among all the nations.
所以我们今天要先认识到我们自己的身份。
So today we need to understand our status.
因为正确身份的认识。
Because of our understanding of our status,
才会有做出相应的本分。
Then we will try our best.
有身份，你才知道你的本分。
Once you have a status, you understand what you can get.
完成你的本分，你才会得到相应的福分。
And once you've completed your commission, then you will be rewarded.
哦，所以啊，在这里我们必须做父母的，我们要先认识哦。
And so as parents, we need to understand this.
哦，做宗教教育的老师，我们要明白呀。
As RE teachers, we need to understand this.
他说，我们是神所特选的百姓，我们有不一样的身份。
We are specifically chosen by God. We have a different status.
而如果我们今天没有这样子的认识
，If we don't have this understanding now,
我们忘记自己是谁了。
We forget who we are.
我们不知道自己是以色列。
We don't understand we are Israel.
我们像世界上的人没有两样。
And we are no different from the people of this world.
世界的人爱钱，我们比他更爱钱。
The people of this world love money, we love it even more.
世界的人行恶，我们比他更恶。
The people of this world do evil, and we are even worse.
你怎么样教导你的儿女？
Then how can you teach your children?
你怎么样使他看到你身份的尊贵？
How can you make them understand their status?
你怎么让他明白他自己的不同？
How can you make them understand that they're different?
所以啊，今天教导儿女从认识自己身份开始。
So to teach our children, we need to make them understand from their status.
啊，在这里说你是谁？你是以色列神的百姓。
And here it says, who are you? You are the Israel.
啊，所以我们有这样的认识吗？
So do we have this type of
recognition? 我们明白自己是谁吗？
Do we understand who we are?
我们重视我们的身份吗？
Do we value our status?
我们活出我们的本分吗？
Do we live out the best to our abilities?
哦，所以在这里讲说你是以色列啊。
And here it says you are Israel.
啊，接下来说啊，你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
And it follows and says you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
哦，在我们认识到我们自己的身份以后。
And after we understand our status.
我们说我们要活出自己的本分来啊。
We say we want to try our best.
啊，在这里说啊，我们要怎么做呢？他说我们要尽心尽性尽力爱主我们的神啊。
Here it says you need to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
你看在这里啊，教导我们怎么样养育。
And here it teaches us how we can raise our children.
但是啊，讲来讲去，问题都在我们自己身上啊。
When you mention it, it's all about your own problems.
我们常以为啊，教儿女就是啊，教他、管他、骂他。
Oftentimes you think to raise the children, you just tell them things and you yell at them.
啊，有时候很生气啊，这个孩子怎么这么不服管教？这个孩子怎么这么顽皮，都讲不听啊
？Many times you think, how come my child does not listen and he just wants to play?
那其实很简单啊。
And it's very simple, actually.
因为他在生活当中看见的，生活环境当中看到的就是你啊。
Because in their environments, all they see is you.
啊，他得到的基因就是从你来的。
All their genes, they come from you.
所以小孩为什么这么顽皮
？So why is it a child is so naughty?
你去问问你爸妈，你就知道啦。
You have to ask your father, and you will know.
因为你小时候比他更皮啊。
Because when you were young, you were even worse.
所以啊，活该嘛。你小时候让你父母亲伤透了脑筋啊，现在换你啦。
And so before you caused so much trouble for your parents, and now it's your turn.
然后有时候啊，因为我们没有给孩子留下好的榜样。
Oftentimes it's because we don't leave good examples.
我们可以啊，常我们对儿女，我们可以管他，可以教他。
For our children, we can teach them and discipline them.
但是他不一定会听哦。
But they may not listen.
因为他啊，孩子啊，他看到的才是真实的。
Because what the children see is the truth.
你有时候啊，嘴巴一直讲啊，你要做这个，你要做那个。
Oftentimes you say with your lips, you need to do this, you need to do that.
啊，但是因为孩子看到说我父母亲的不是这个样子啊。
But because the children see that their parents don't do this.
所以父母亲的身教比他的言教来的重要的太多了。
So the examples that the actions of the parents are louder than their words.
啊，有时候啊，我在看我的小孩哦。
Oftentimes I look at my children.
啊，有时候啊，小孩子很调皮呀。
And often, oftentimes they're very naughty.
我就跟我的太太讲啊。
And I tell my wife.
哎，你的小孩怎么这样
？Why is it that your children are like this？
我太太就会冷冷的看着我啊。
My wife would look at me coldly.
对，就跟你一样。
And she says yes, just like you.
有时候看一看呢，真的发现小孩很多动作都跟我们一样啊。
Oftentimes we find that the children are their actions are just like us.
你都不用教，你都不用讲。
You don't even need to teach them or say anything.
他看着他就学了。
The moment they see it, they will learn it.
哦，所以他们讲说 like father, like son 呢，就是爸爸跟孩子，父母亲跟子女啊，非常的类似啊。
Oftentimes they say like father, like son.
有时候你在孩子身上啊，让你最受不了的，常常就是你让别人最受不了的一点啊。
Often the thing that you cannot stand in your children is something that you other people can't stand in you.
有时候你常常责骂孩子的问题，就是你自己最大的问题啊。
Oftentimes when you yell at the children for their biggest problem, it is also your biggest problem.
那只是我们都看不到自己。
But it is because we don't see ourselves.
看到别人责骂别人总是容易的。
We see other people and we yell at them, that is very easy.
我说呀，今天这里告诉我们说，我们要先学会尽心、尽力、尽性来爱我们的神。
But here it tells us we need to love our Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength.
所以啊，儿女在成长过程当中看到说，原来我爸妈是敬畏神的。
So in the process of the kids' growth, they will understand that their parents are fervent.
他就会跟着学习，跟着敬畏神啊。
So that they can learn and to revere the Lord.
你看圣经里面讲到亚伯拉罕啊。
And when the Bible describes Abraham,
他说亚伯拉罕啊，他常常筑坛献祭敬拜神。
Abraham often built altars and offered to God.
所以他的儿子自然就学他筑坛献祭敬拜神。
So that his son naturally learned to offer also.
啊，所以啊，你今天给你的儿女留下什么样的榜样
？And so today, what kind of examples do you leave for your children?
你从你儿女身上你就能够看见啊。
From your children, you can see it.
你觉得他不敬畏神
？Do you think they revere God?
或许是因为你自己也对信仰不太在意。
Or is it that you don't care for much for your religion either?
你生气他不常常来教会。
And you're angry that they don't come to church.
或许因为你自己根本不来教会。
Perhaps it is because you yourself don't come to church.
哦，所以啊，在我们责骂孩子以前啊。
And before we start yelling at the children.
先看看自己。
You need to look at yourself.
哦，所以啊，有的爸爸回家啦。
So there's a father who went home.
哦，就跟小孩子讲啊。
And he tells his children.
啊，你要爱神啊，你要多做圣工，你要读经祷告啊。
You need to love the Lord. You need to do more holy work, and you need to pray and read the Bible.
哦，你这样子不可以哦，你要做一个很属灵，神才会喜欢你哦。
And you can't do this because if you don't, God will not like you.
啊，爸爸上班很辛苦啊，爸爸只要看电视就可以啦。
And I'm very tired and I just need to work and I just want to watch TV now.
哦，所以啊，爸爸整天看到就是孩子整天看到就是爸爸拼命看电视啊。
So all the children see is that their father is watching TV all day.
啊，生活当中一点也没有基督徒的形象。
And in his life, there is no likeness of a Christian.
哇，那个电话打起来还会骂脏话。
The moment he picks up the phone, he would curse at people.
哇，然后转过来说，孩子啊，你要做一个敬虔的孩子啊。
And then he turns around and he says, children, you need to be godly children.
你怎么可能教出好的孩子来？
Then how can you even possibly think to raise up godly children?
因为你的孩子反映出来的就是你真实的那一面。
Because what they see is your true self.
有时候我们在教学生年，我们在带学生年会的时候哦。
Oftentimes when we have SSC.
小孩子非常单纯啊。
The children are very simple.
有时候你不知道啊，你的孩子在背后都把你给卖啦。
Many times you don't know, but your children are selling you out.
真的啊，尤其是越小的孩子哦，越会把父母亲给卖掉啊。
The younger the children, the worse it is.
哦，我还记得有一次哦，那个小朋友的表演啊、哦。
And I remember there was one time there was a children performance.
啊，然后啊，那个啊，这个不可以讲，我太太在不在？啊，这个好危险啊啊！那个你们想知道的下啊，聚会完再来问我啊、哦，这个太危险了啊啊。哦，所以啊，有时候你的孩子直接反映出就是你父母的真实的那一面啊。
Sometimes what the children see is the true self of the parent.
所以我告诉你啊，有时候我们在学生年会的时候啊。
And so I tell you during SSCs.
有时候晚上我们会跟孩子有那个分享的时间啊。
Oftentimes we would have sharing with the children.
我们很多时候都不敢相信我们从孩子耳朵里听到他的父母是怎么样的。
Many times we can't even believe what the children are saying about their parents.
有时候啊，你看那个父母进来教会啊，又虔诚又温柔又善良又和蔼啊。
Many times you see the parent come to church, they're very dressed very nicely and very gentle.
啊，那个有时候到教会里面，那个学生年会啊，小朋友晚上说，我妈妈每天看电视都看到三点啊。
And sometimes we see, as I say, the children will say, my mom, she watches TV till 3 a.m. in the morning.
我爸爸最会骂人啊。
And my father likes to yell at people.
有时候你会发觉说啊，从孩子身上你才发觉说，原来他父母亲的真实那一面啊。
So from the children we can see what the true self of the parent is.
啊，所以啊，不是你在教会的表现。
And so it is not what you show as in church.
今天是你在家里面给孩子看见的榜样。
It is rather the example you give to your children.
所以在这里他说啊，你要先尽心尽力尽心爱神。
So here says you need continue to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
你才能够期望说你养出敬虔的儿女来。
Only then can you hope to have godly children.
我们看回来《生命记》第六章哦。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记的第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六节
Verse 6.
那这里说我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上啊。那这里告诉我们说养育孩子的第三个要求。
And here tells us the third requirement to raise up children.
他说我今天吩咐你的你都要记在心上。
And all these words which I command you, you have to keep in your heart.
你以为这句话是对谁讲的？
Who do you think this is spoken to?
你觉得这句话是对儿女讲的吗？
Do you think this is spoken to the children?
哦、oh, 我今天吩咐你的你都要记在心上、哦。
All these things I command you, you need to keep in your heart.
错啦。
And this is wrong.
这句话是神对父母说的。
This is spoken by God to the parents.
神不是说哎呀你那个儿女啊你父母亲所吩咐你要记在心上啊不是啊
It is not God saying children you need to keep all the things your parents tell you in your
heart 神是对父母说父母啊我今天所吩咐的你要记在心上啊
And God is telling the parents all these things I tell you you need to keep in your heart
为什么
Why is this?
因为如果今天父母自己没有道理
Because if the parents themselves don't keep the words
如果今天父母心中没有神的话
If the parents don't have the word of God
如果父母亲没有办法分辨对错分辨是非
If parents cannot differ from right and wrong
如果父母亲自己不明白神的旨意
If the parents don't understand the will of God
请问你要让他怎么来教他的儿女啊
And I ask you how can they raise up their children
哦，就像我们今天哦，如果有的爸爸妈妈没有读书、哦、
Just like today if a set of parents don't have education
结果小孩回家啦
And the children go home
小孩跟你讲说妈妈妈妈你可以教我一下我的数学吗
And the child will ask Mom can you teach me how to do math、
哦、结果拿出来一看那糟糕微积分 Calculus
And she would take it out and she sees Oh no it's calculus
她说妈妈爸爸妈妈只会算三只鸡加五只鸡、啊、鸡兔同笼只会算鸡兔同笼而已、啊
And the parents only know how to do addition
她、哦、说呀你因为你不会嘛
And it is because you don't know how to know.
你要怎么办？让妈妈想一想啊。
And what will you do? Just let me think about it.
他们会打电话，传道，传道，你这个也要问传道啊。
And they would pick up the phone and call the pastor.
有时候我发觉我们信徒什么都问传道啊。
Many times I find out that the members would ask everything of the pastor.
像这种问题就不要问传道，因为传道也不会啊。
This type of problem don't ask me because I don't know anything.
微积分早就还给老师了。
And calculus is long forgotten.
哎，有时候因为你没有学过。
And sometimes because you have not learned it.
所以你就不会。
So you don't know it.
啊，因为你不会。
Because you don't know it.
所以你孩子问你，你就不会教他啊。
When your children ask you, you don't know how to teach them.
我说哎呀，今天父母会才有办法教导儿女啊。
Only when the parent knows how to do something can they teach it to the children.
哦，所以啊，像我们家哈、啊，要读圣经，来，跟爸爸来哈、啊。
So at home, if you want to read the Bible.Come to father.
啊，要学钢琴，去找你妈妈、啊。
If you want to learn piano, go find your mom.
啊，为什么？因为这是我们的本行啊。
Because this is our.
这是我们会的。
This is what we know how to do.
哦，所以啊，教导儿女读那个认识道理，这个是我自己在做的事情啊。
And teaching our children to know the truth is some of responsibility we need to know.
啊，但是你如果说叫我来教我女儿弹钢琴啊，对不起，我不会啊。
But if you ask me to teach my daughter how to play piano, I'm sorry, I don't know.
所以啊，今天你要教导儿女，你要先确定你自己会啊。
So to teach your children today, you need to understand, you need to know it yourself.
哦，所以在这里说啊，神说我吩咐你，你是父母亲啊。
And here it says God commands you.As a parent.
你是宗教教育的老师啊。
You as a religion.As a RE teacher.
你是教会里的老信徒啊。
You as a member in church.
所以你在教导儿女、教导学生跟带领慕道者的路程当中。
So when you're raising up children or bringing up the children in church.Or bringing truth seekers.
请先搞清楚你自己明不明白啊。
You need to understand the truth.
我们来看一下诗篇的七十八篇啊。
Let's look at Psalm 78.
诗篇的第七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇
Psalm chapter 78
第二节
Verse 2
诗篇的七十八篇第二节
Psalm 78 verse 2
那第二节说我要开口说比喻我要说出古时的谜语第三节
Verse
3是我们所听见所知道的也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的第四节
Verse 4
我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒要将神的美德和能力并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听啊那在这里啊在这首诗当中啊
And here in this song it tells us
他说我们要把神的伟大能力作为跟我们的儿女来讲
We need to tell about the strength of the Lord and his wonder works
那但是啊这前面有讲哦
But in the front it says
他说我们所说的是我们所听见所知道的
And what we say is what we have heard
也是我们的祖宗所告诉我们的
And it is also told to us by the generation
past 所以信仰是一种传承
So faith is like a passing of a faith.
从一代传到下一代。
It gets passed from one generation to the next.
但是如果你这一代你什么都不知道。
But if this generation you don't know anything.
为什么要信耶稣不知道。
Why you need to believe in Jesus you don't know.
神的作为不知道。
All his works you don't know.
圣经的道理不知道。
The truth of the Bible you don't know.
什么都不知道，你要教什么给你的儿女？
And you don't know anything, then how can you teach your children?
所以讲来讲去就是一样那两句而已啊。
And so when you think about it, there's only two things you know.
你要去教会啊，你要爱神啊。
You need to go to church, you need to love God.
你要守道理啊，不要犯罪啊。
You need to keep the commandments and not sin.
是啊，讲了半天你就只有这两句而已，因为你什么都不知道啊。
In the end, you only know these two things, you don't know anything else.
所以你的儿女啊，有时候啊，问你一些圣经上的问题，你也不知道。
So when your children ask you some things about the Bible, you don't even know it.
我为什么要在真耶稣教会，你也不知道。
Why are you in True Jesus Church? You don't know.
问多了你还生气。
And the more they ask, you get angry.
问那么多干嘛？就是这样子啊。
Why do you ask so much? This is it.
为什么？因为你不知道啊。
And why is it? It's because you don't know.
为什么你不知道呢？
And why is it that you don't know?
因为你没有学啊。
Because you have not learned it.
因为你没有用心啊。
Because you didn't use heart to
learn it. 因为你没有付出努力啊。
Because you haven't put in the effort.
其实有时候我很为我们的父母亲来担心啊。
Oftentimes I worry for the parents.
因为你知道吗？你的儿女有很多学习的机会。
Because your children have many chances to learn.
他们在教会里面有宗教教育的体系。
In church they have the religious education.
他们每年有学生年会的安排。
Every single year they have SSC.
他们有学生年会，有高中神训班，有大专神训班。
They have SSC, they have RHTS, and they have NYTS.
他们还有青年神CYC 叫青年神训班以及青年干部训练营。
They also have CYC and NYST.
你知道他们的选择有多少吗？
And do you know how many choices they have?
他们可以整个暑假都在外面参加教会的活动。
And they can spend their entire vacation in church seminars.
他们可以每天祷告两个小时。
Every day they can pray for 2 hours.
他们有老师教导，有系统的学习。
They have teachers to teach them, and they have a system.
但是我发觉说父母亲没有的。
But I often feel that the parents don't have this.
父母亲工作上班很忙。
The parents are very busy with their work.
能来教会领会，能来教会听道理就不错了。
For them to come to church is already good.
所以很少有机会有系统的学习。
Therefore, oftentimes it is very rare for them to have a systematic learning.
如果自己再不努力在家里灵修跟祷告。
And if you don't put in the effort to cultivate at home.
我们有时候发觉父母的灵修程度比儿女差一截啊。
I often find that the cultivation of the parents is worse than the children.
而且父母亲对道理的懂得非常少啊。
And their understanding of the Bible is very little.
所以有时候儿女就觉得很奇怪啦。
And so oftentimes children find it very strange.
如果这个道理这么重要，
If this truth is so important,
你要送我去学生年会，你要叫我参加这个，叫我参加那个。
You tell me to go to all these seminars.
那为什么你什么都不知道？
Then why is it that you don't know anything?
如果信仰这么重要，
If faith is so important,
你要逼我常常去教会，常常去祷告。
You want to force me to go to church and to pray often.
为什么你在家里从来不重视？
Why is it that you don't value this at home?
其实父母亲的表现会让孩子产生一个很大的冲击啊。
The examples of the children of the parents is really a big thing for the children.
他会觉得说真的有这么重要吗？
They will find it, why is it so important?
还是你是骗我的？
Or is it that you're lying to me?
如果这么重要，你为什么不在乎？
If this is so important, why do you not care about it?
如果这么重要，你怎么什么都不懂？
If this is so important, why is it you don't understand anything?
所以今天作为父母亲的我们，
Therefore, as children, as parents today,
我们也要把握机会多多学习。
We need to take hold of the opportunity and learn.
神所吩咐的，你不但要听，而且要记在心上啊。
What God has commanded, not only do you need to listen, but you need to keep it in your heart.
所以教会里面有讲习会，你要参加。
So whenever there are seminars in church, you need to attend.
有聚会尽量要来。
If there is service, please try to come.
每年都有一次的是成人的神学训练班啊。
Every single year there's an NATS.
那个其实以前是没有这个东西的。
And they didn't used to have this.
以前都是给学生的啊。
Before it was just for students.
因为我们想说啊，那个大人大概是不会来的吧。
Because we figured that adults would not come.
但是我们后来就发现一个问题啊。
But we later on found out there was a problem.
就是孩子非常努力灵修，但是成人没有什么长进。
Is that the children work so hard to cultivate, but there's no growth in the adults.
所以教会里面就产生一个冲击啊，一个冲突啊。
So there's a very big conflict.
所以啊，我们希望说借着这个成人的神学的训练，能够让父母亲也有机会去体验一下。
So that we hope that through this learning of the adults that they can also have experience.
你知道吗？第一次的时候几乎没有人参加。
Do you know that the first time they had it, not many people attended?
有啦，有人参加，但是住在会堂的很少啊。
But there were people who attended, but people living in church were very few.
只有个位数而已啊。
There was only, it was in the single digits.
为什么？因为他们说，哎呀，我们不习惯睡地板啊。
And why is it? Is because they didn't want to sleep on the carpet.
哎呀，我们不习惯跟别人睡一个房间啊。
They don't like sharing rooms with other people.
我们不习惯这么辛苦的上课了啦。
And they're not used to attending classes.
我们不习惯祷告这么久啦。
They're not used to praying for so long.
还要考试啊，这么可怕。
And there's a test, it's very scary.
后来我们还要改啊，65岁以上可以不用考试啊。
And later on we changed to that, if you're 65 or older, you don't need to take a test.
70岁以上可以
以睡午觉啊。
And 70 or above, you can take a nap. 好，
所以啊，你知道吗？哎。第一次来好像只有八个人住在教会而已啊。
And the first time we had it, there's only 8 people who lived in church.
啊，但是因为参加之后有感受啦。
But because after they attended, they had experience.
他们参加过之后才发觉说啊，原来这就是为什么我们的孩子一直想要回去参加学生联谊会。
After attending, they truly understood why is it that the children want to go back to SSC every single year.
虽然生活很辛苦。
Even though it's very difficult.
虽然跟别人一个房间有时候干扰很多。
Although there's many disturbances when you sleep in the same room as other people.
啊，这个会打呼，那个会咬牙。
And that person will grind his teeth or snore.
但是你会发觉说啊，参加完之后感受真的是不一样啊。
But you find that after you attend, your experience is completely different.
所以每年办人数越来越多。
Therefore, every single year as it goes, there's more people coming.
啊，感谢主啊，纽约教会常常都是最多人的。
And thank God, New York Church often have the most attendees.
因为我们都学到了。
Because we have all learned it.
我们都认识到它的重要。
We have all understood the importance.
因为我们要给儿女留下榜样来。
Because we want to leave a good example for the children.
你说一个认真追求道理、重视信仰的父母亲。
If you're a parent who spends time to cultivate.
自然而然。比较容易带出一个重视信仰、追求道理的儿女来。
Naturally, you will raise up children who have emphasis in their faith.
所以在这里讲说，你要记在心上啊。
So here it says you need to keep them in your heart.
他说神给你的吩咐，你不要耳朵听啊，这个左耳进右耳就出去啦。
And the commandment of God, don't just listen and let it go out the other ear.
啊，学了半天啊，圣经里面讲说有些人啊，长久学道啊，还是不懂道理。
And the Bible says there are people who learn the truth for so long but still don't understand it.
那就糟糕啦。
And this is very troublesome.
他说我们不要啊，常常来聚会啊，道理完全不记得啊。
So don't just come to church and not remember anything you heard.
有时候啊，聚会结束到门口啊，你问他说：“哎，今天聚会讲什么？不知道。”
Sometimes when you ask people who have are about outside, you ask them what they heard this morning. They don't remember.
题目是什么？想很久还是不知道。
You ask them what the topic is, and they can't remember.
领会的人是谁？总知道吧？这个知道啊。
And they know who, at least they know who led the service.
所以啊，有时候一场聚会下来啊，连题目都没有记下来啊。
Oftentimes after a service, some people don't even remember the topic.
长久学道不懂道理。
They learn the truth often, but they don't remember.
常常聚会没有记在心上。
You come to service often, but you don't keep it in.
但是在这里主耶稣说这里神说啊，我吩咐你的，你不但要听，而且你要记在心上啊。
But here God says, not only do you need to listen, you need to keep it in your heart.
所以啊，要把道理放在心上，你才能够教导儿女。
So to have the ability to teach your children, you need to keep the word in your heart.
我们看第六章的第七节啊。
Let's look at chapter 6 verse 7.
生命记的第六章第七节。
Chapter 6 verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
啊，第七节说，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论呐、啊。啊，在这里啊，终于啊，讲到儿女了。
And here finally talks about the children.
你有没有发觉说、啊，在这篇教养儿女的道理当中啊，几乎没有讲儿女啊
？Have you realized that in this chapter when it talks about teaching the children, it doesn't say much about the children themselves?
四节、五节、六节、七节、八节、九节，总共有六节的范围啊。
From verse 4 to verse 9, there's 6 verses.
只有一节讲到儿女啊。
There's only one verse that talks about children.
而且只有讲到一句话而已啊。
And it only says one thing.
而且这一句话还是在讲父母亲呢、啊。
And this is still talking about the parents.
他说你要教出敬虔的儿女，你要殷勤的教导他，还是你？
It says you shall teach them diligently.
所以啊，今天要教出敬虔的儿女来。
So to have a godly offering today.
关键不在儿女。
It is not in the children.
跟你讲啊，关键也不在传道啊。
And I tell you, it is not in the pastor either.
所以孩子不乖，不要来找我啊，跟我没关系啊。
So if your child is not good, don't come find me.
就是你啦，不要看别人，看镜子就是你。
It is you. It has to do with you.
你的孩子没有信仰就是你。
If your children don't have faith, it's your fault.
你的孩子不乖就是你。
If your child is not good, it's
你的孩子不来聚会就是你。
If your child don't come to church, then it's your fault.
所以你看整篇下来都在讲父母啊。
Then this entire thing is talking about the parents.
所以啊，当你有一天发现你的孩子都不听话，也不来教会，也不敬畏神。
And one day if you realize your children don't come to church and they don't revere the Lord.
请你到厕所去啊。
Then please go to the bathroom.
看着镜子说，就是你，就是你，就是你啦。
And look into the mirror and blame yourself.
是，就是你。
And it is you.
你只能怪自己啊。
You can only blame yourself.
有的父母亲啊，都怪教会啊。
There are some parents who blame the church.
啊，就是教会不好了，没有把我的孩子教好。
It is the church's fault that they didn't raise my children right.
哇，就是宗教教育的老师教不好了，没有把我孩子教好、啊。
It is the RE teacher's fault that they didn't raise up my children.
笑死人了，这是谁的孩子？
And this is very hilarious because who is the children belong to?
是我的孩子吗？
Is it my child?
请问我一个礼拜跟他花多少时间在一起？
How many time do I spend with them for?
宗教教育的老师。
And RE teachers.
请问他一个礼拜跟你的孩子相处多久？
How many hours do they interact with your children per week?
了不起三个小时吧。
吧。
It is about 3 hours.
剩下时间都是你啊。
The rest of the time belongs to you.
所以责任在谁？责任在父母亲的身上。
So the responsibility belongs onto the parents.
所以在这里讲说啊，你要殷勤教导你的儿女啊。
So here it says you need to teach your children diligently.
今天儿女的管教责任全部在父母。
And all the responsibility and the teachings of the children is in the parents.
不要推卸责任。
So please do not let go of the responsibility.
不要怪东怪西的。
And don't blame anybody else.
哦，都是别人啊，都是教会不好啦，教会没有教好啦，我教会是欠你啊。
And you always blame church, and does church owe you anything?
教会又宗教教育也没给你收钱呢。
And when we have religious education, we don't take money from.
你知道有的外面基督教派，你要上课要缴钱的。
And you know that in other churches, if you want to go to RE class, you need to pay money.
聚会要缴钱。
You need to have give money for service.
吃饭要缴钱。
You need to give money for food.
宗教教育要缴钱。
You need to give money for RE.
他们的 Bible camp 对不起啊，一个暑假1200啊。
And for their Bible camp for per vacation it's about 1000.
我们教会全部不收钱的。
And our church is all free.
给你吃的好，给你吃，给你睡。
And they're fed very well and they sleep
well. 还特别安排人载着孩子来来去去。
And we also arrange people to take people in between.
哦，所以啊，教会已经尽到他的本分啊。
So church has already done their best.
所以教会没有欠你。
So church does not owe you anything.
你有欠教会。教会没有欠你。
You're limited and church does not owe you anything.
所以啊，不要说啊，责任都在教会啊。
So do not say the responsibility is in the church.
儿女不好就是那个教会没有教好啦。
If your children aren't good, it's because church didn't raise them up.
错啦，是因为你没有好的榜样啊。
This is wrong because it is you that are not a good example.
所以在这里啊，圣经里面教导啊，都是什么？父母亲要担起这个宗教教育的责任。
So the Bible teaches us that parents need to take up this responsibility.
他说你有殷勤教导你的儿女吗？
Have you taught your children diligently?
我们今天呢、啊，殷勤宠坏我们的儿女有啦。
And we diligently may spoil our children.
第七节这里说要殷勤教训哦，教训哦。
It says you need to teach them diligently.
我们来看一下箴言哦。
And let's look at Proverbs.
我们看箴言的第31章哦。
Proverbs chapter 31.
箴言的第31章。
Proverbs chapter 31.
第一节。
Verse 1.
箴言的31章的第一节。
Proverbs chapter 31 verse 1.
他这里说利木伊勒王的言语是他母亲教训他的箴言第二节
Verse 2
我的儿啊我腹中生的儿啊我许愿得的儿啊我当怎样教训你呢他在这里箴言的最后一章啊这里告诉我们哦
Here in the last chapter of Proverbs it tells us
他说这个是箴言
This is the proverb
他说我是他母亲教训他的话啊
This is the utterance which his mother taught him
他说他的母亲啊教导他是对的话
And all these things his mother taught him was the correct word
他说我的儿我腹中所生的儿我许愿的儿我当怎样教训你哦
And my son the son of my womb how shall I teach you
在这里你看到这个孩子对父母亲的重要啊
And so here we see the importance the emphasis of the importance
我的孩子我所生的我的宝贝啊我最爱的
And my son the son of my womb and the son of my vow
这是我们今天很多父母亲对孩子的感觉
This is the feeling the parents have for their children
因为现在孩子少嘛
Because children are very few nowadays
所以作为父母作为父亲啊我自己也很有体验啊
Therefore as a father myself I also have this experience
真的有时候你看着你的小孩你就很想抱着他把他挤到你的身体里面啊
Many times when you look at your child you just want to squeeze them and hug them
捧在手心上啊疼得不得了啊
And you raise them to your hearts and you just want to love them
看到他们一撒娇啊哇马上就投降啊
And the moment they give you the puppy eyes you justgive up
对 puppy eye、哦、那个有时候他两眼汪泪汪汪这样看着你好像很可怜啊
and the moment they give you the puppy eyes you think they're very pitiful
所以啊有时候啊父母亲啊对孩子啊心就融化了、
and、so many times the heart of the parents will be melted by the children
这是我们今天父母亲的常常有的感受
and this is the experience that many parents have
但是啊这里啊这个母亲对他孩子所说的话、哦、
but here the words of the mother tell to his son
你看呢、啊、他说啊我的儿我所生的我的宝贝你看他讲的有多么的亲密啊
And you see how intimate it is when she says, son of my womb and my son.
但是下一句什么？我当怎样教训你啊？
But after this, she says, how can I teach you?
你想说啊，今天我们父母亲不是这样子啊。
And many parents are not like this today.
我的儿啊，我腹中所生的，我许愿得的儿啊，我当怎样把你宠坏啊？
And my son, the son of my womb, how shall I spoil you?
我当怎样宠坏你？
And I want to spoil you.
最好的通通给你。
I will give you the best.
你要什么都给你。
Everything you want, I will give you.
你只要一哭一吵一闹，什么都可以。
The moment you cry, I will give you whatever you want.
你生气不来教会，我们就全家不要来。
When you're angry, you don't want to come to church, we just won't come to church.
你跺脚不要进去宗教教育教室，我们就不要去。
And you say you don't want to go to RE class, then we won't go.
人家真正好的母亲可不是这个样子啊。
But a true mother, a true good mother will not be like that.
他说：“我的儿啊，我当怎样 教训你。
And here it says, my son and my son and my wound, how shall I teach you?
所以啊，今天我们做父母亲的，不要以为啊，你顺孩子的心意就是真的爱他。
And don't think that just because you give your children whatever you want, that they love, that they, you love them.
有时候啊，你这样子越对他，其实对他一种伤害啊。
Oftentimes, this is actually harmful to them.
爱没有智慧。
Love without wisdom.
爱没有节制。
Love without self-control.
就成为一种伤害。
And this is harmful.
好，所以啊，在这里告诉我们啊。
And here tells us.
他说，我们要殷勤的教训我们的儿女啊。
We need to, with diligently teach our children.
他说，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
That wherever you go, whether you're at home, when you're sitting down, when you're walking.
啊，这告诉我们说，我们今天教导儿女要把握机会。
So today it tells us that we need to take hold of the opportunity.
哦，所以我们常跟父母亲讲啊。
Therefore, we often tell parents.
如果有可能。
If there is a possibility.
自己把孩子带大。
Then please raise up your children yourself.
如果有可能把孩子带在你的身边。
If you can raise up the children by yourself.
因为自己带跟别人带是完全不一样的。
Because when you raise up the children yourself and other people raising it, it's two different things.
我们可能自己没有觉得啊。
We may not think this.
我们可能觉得小孩子不懂事啦。
We think the children don't understand anything.
哦，所以啊，那个等他长大再带回来啊。
So when they grow up, we can bring them back and raise them up ourselves.
小孩子不懂啦，给他吃饱就好啦。
And the children don't understand and they can just eat.
你不知道说在孩子的前五岁是他们学习最重要的关键啊。
Do you not know that when in the first 5 years of their life, it is the most important
time? 虽然他们可能不会讲话。
Even though they may not talk. When they're infants, they don't talk.
啊，但是啊，他们很对环境很敏感啊。
Very sensitive to the environment.
他们对有没有刺激哦，语言的刺激、音乐的刺激非常敏感的、啊。
They're very sensitive to language and music.
哦，所以你看那教我们真正在教孩子的人哈、哦。
So people who truly teach the children.
哦，他是从什么？从婴孩在从还在肚子里就开始教了、啊。
They start teaching from when the child is in the womb.
孩子在肚子里就跟他给他听音乐，跟他讲话。
And when the child is still not born yet, you let them, you talk to them, and you let them listen to music.
生下来以后跟他玩，给他刺激哦。
And afterwards.You engage them.
常常跟他说话。
You often talk to
them. 跟他玩，跟他说话，放音乐给他听。
You play with them and you let them listen to music and you talk to them.
另外他说啊，孩子反应非常越来越好，灵越来越灵敏啊。
You will find that they're more sensitive.
可是你如果给别人带。
But if you let other people raise them up.
你觉得别人会怎么带？
How do you think other people will raise them?
那不是他的孩子啊。
It is not their child.
所以你的孩子那个语言能力好不好，他不在乎的、啊。
So whether their ability in language is good, they don't care.
反应好不好，他也不在乎的、啊。
Whether or not their reaction is good, they don't care.
他只要确定啊，这个孩子有的吃有的睡，没出事就可以了。
They need to make sure that the children is eating and sleeping well and not have any problems.
你只能期望这样子而已，你还能期望什么？
You can only hope for this, and what can you hope for?
你期望他来教养这个孩子吗？
Do you hope that they can raise up this child?
你期望他们刺激这个孩子，跟他讲话，跟他讲故事吗？
Do you hope that they can tell the stories to the children?And make them engage.
太困难啊。
And this is too difficult.
所以啊，如果有可能，孩子要自己带大。
Therefore, if it's possible, please try to bring up your child.
说你在家里路上躺下起来都要谈论啊。
And when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, or when you lie down, you need to talk about it.
代表说这个孩子你在家里，在外面你都把他带在身边啊。
It means that wherever you go, you have the child with you.
哦，所以因为他在你身边，你才能跟他谈论啊。
And because they're by your side, that you're able to engage them.
所以啊，父母亲要跟常常跟孩子保持很亲密的联系。
So parents need to keep a very intimate relationship with their children.
今天有些父母亲会来跟我说哈、哦。
And today there's a father who came up to me.
他说啊，哎呀，传道很糟糕啊，怎么办啊，怎么办啊？
And he said, Pastor.I don't know what to do.
我的孩子都不跟我讲话。
My children don't talk to me.
有事都不告诉我。
Everything that they have, they don't tell me.
啊，我每次问他什么，他都说 fine.
Whenever I ask them how they're doing, they say that they're fine.
啊，怎么办啊？我的孩子怎么变这样子啊
？What can I do? How did my child end up this way?
他说我很简单啊，因为他小时候你都不跟他讲话嘛，对不对
？And I said very simple. It is because when they were young, you don't talk to them.
啊，他来找你，叭叭叭叭叭叭，啊，没空啊，走开啊。
And when they come find you, you don't say you have no time. You
don't want to talk to them. 哎呀，给你看东西啊，爸爸，我做这个，哎呀，走开啊。
They want to show you something, but you tell them to go away.
我很忙。啊，走开呀、啊、
！I'm very busy. Please go away.
我很累啊，不要吵啊。
I'm very tired. Don't be so
rowdy. 去你妈妈那里。
Just go to your mother.
哎，我们是不是从小都这样对我们的孩子
？And is it that we are this way to our children?
赶到旁边去的，不要吵啦，很累啦，我很忙啦。
And we cast them to the side, and they're very rowdy, and we're saying we're very busy.
所以他们小时候，当他想跟你说话的时候，你不理他。
That when they're young, they want to talk to you, but you don't listen to them.
很正常，等他长大，你想跟他讲话，对不起，他也不理你了。
It's very normal that when they grow up, when you want to talk to them, they will ignore you.
因为他没有从小跟你建立起沟通的习惯。
Because they've never established this habit of communication.
他只有一个观念。
They only have one concept.
就是我爸妈根本不在乎。
Is that my parents don't care.
他也不在乎我画了什么东西。
They don't care about what I've drawn.
他也不在乎我学校发生什么事情。
They don't care about what has happened in school.
哦，他也不在乎我交了什么朋友。
They don't care about what kind of friends I've made.
我考试考100分给他看，他就啊，走开了。
And when I've scored 100 on my test, they don't care.
久而久之，孩子对你的门就关闭起来了。
And sooner or later, the child, their door will be shut.
所以今天孩子不跟你讲话，你不要怪他。
And so today, if your children don't talk to you, don't blame them.
或许当年他就是这样被你拒绝了很多年了。
Perhaps it is that during the time when they want to talk to you, you rejected them so many times.
所以在这里说，孩子你要带在身边，而且你要跟他说话。
So here it says you need to have your child beside you, and you need to talk to them.
美国有一间学校啊，做了有一间大学做了一个调查哦。
In America, there's a school that did a research.
他说啊。美国的社会里面啊
In American society
平均你 average 哦
On average
一个爸爸跟他的小孩说话是八分钟一天八分钟
And the average of a father speaking to their child is 8 minutes per day
就是八分钟而已
It's only 8 minutes
他说啊平均下来有的父亲啊就说平均下来一个爸爸跟孩子讲话一天只有八分钟
On average a father will only speak to their child for 8 minutes
而且内容非常无聊
And the content is very boring.
啊，通常都是坐在餐桌上啊。
Oftentimes it is during dinner.
啊，学校怎么样
？How is school?
Okay.
Okay.
啊，你就是这样子嘛，对不对？这个有没有什么新鲜的事？有没有发生什么事情啊
？And has anything happened recently?
No.
No.
啊，问他什么 ？Fine.
And when you ask them something, they'll say fine.
你再多说两句，他站起来他就是放房间门就关起来了。
And the more you say anything, they would just stand up and leave and go to the room.
为什么？因为他已经跟你没有话好说了。
Because they have nothing better to say to you.
因为平常你没有时间给他，现在他就没有时间给你了。
Because ordinarily you don't give them time, but now they don't want to give you your time.
他找他外面的朋友。
They found friends on their own.
他在网络上跟朋友聊天。
They talk to their friends online.
他可以跟朋友聊到两点。
They can talk to their friends till 2 a.m. in the morning.
对不起，他跟你没有什么好讲的。
I'm sorry, they don't have anything to say to you.
很简单啊，因为你以前都不理他。
It is very simple because you ignore them in the past.
你平均一天只给他八分钟。
And on average, you only give them 8 minutes.
你觉得他今天要给你什么
？How much time do you think they'll give you today?
所以在这里说嘛，你要常常带他在身边跟他谈论啊。
And so we need to bring them by our side and often engage them and talk to them.
小时候养成的观念会成为一辈子的习惯哦。
The concept that you build up when they're young it could be a lifetime habit.
哦，像我小时候啊，我跟我妈妈，我到现在跟我妈关系还是很好啊。
Just like when I was young, until this day, I still have a very good relationship with my mom.
因为我常会跟我妈聊天啊，有时候聊到一两点、两三点啊。
Because I often times talk to chat with her maybe to, even sometimes to the morning
到现在还是这样子啊
until this day is still the same
有时候我回纽泽西去找我妈
sometimes I go back to New Jersey to look for my mother
有时候晚上啊就是一杯茶一盘饼干啊我们就这样聊到凌晨三四点啊
oftentimes we just have asome tea and some cookies and we talk to the early mornings
那基本上啊我什么事情都告诉她的
and on I tell her everything.
哦，我在结婚以前哦。
Before I got married.
啊，我妈妈打电话给我哦。
My mom called me.
我妈说啊，看到有一个姐妹啊，问我有没有想要认识啊。
And she told me that there's a sister who wants to get to know you.
我跟我妈讲说，你决定就可以啦。
And I told her you can decide.
你如果觉得好，我们就把她娶回家吧。
If you think she is good, then we can marry her.
啊，但是啊，有一个条件啊。
But there is one requirement.
我说啊，你们两个妈妈讲好哦。
Is that you guys talk it out?
你们两个妈妈决定的，对不对？
And you two have made up the mind, right?、
啊你们两个自己付钱啊
，and you two may pay for it。
哦，所以啊，我们的那个结婚戒指啊，什么婚礼都是他们付钱的。
And so all the engagement rings and all the wedding, they
谁决定的谁付钱嘛，对不对
？And whoever decided, they will have to pay for it。
哎，但是呢。但是我就跟我妈妈讲说，你决定就可以了。
But I told my mother she can decide.
为什么？因为这么多年来，我已经对我妈妈非常的信任了。
And why is it? Is because I have extreme trust in her.
啊，这是多年养成的习惯，多年累积的关系啊。
It is the many years of chatting with her.
哦，所以啊，我们今天啊，儿女要从小教养啊。
So today we need to raise them up from their young.
这里说你在家里路上躺下起来，你都要跟他谈论啊。
It says here when you sit down in your house, when you walk by the way, when
常常跟他说话
you need to talk to them.
啊，但是请问还有，但是有个问题啊。
But there is a problem.
他说，请问你们谈论的是什么内容啊
？What kind of content do you talk about?
有的父母现在真的很烦哦，我说
Some parents
我看到很受不了啊。
And I cannot stand it.
很抱歉啊，我在这里有讲句很不客气的话，有时候孩子是被你们逼走的。
And many times I say this, because your children are often forced away by you.
因为有的父母亲真的很烦。
Because some parents are very annoying.
他不在乎孩子怎么想。
They don't care about what the children think.
所以他的谈论就是我讲你听，我讲你听。
And so their content is that I speak something and you listen.
他的内容跟信仰也没有关系。
And the content has nothing to do with faith.
啊，你看啊，隔壁那个二毛啊，你看啊，他成绩有多好，你怎么这么差？
And do you see our neighbor? He has really good grades. How is it that your grades are so bad?
啊，你看啊，隔壁，你看啊，那个谁谁谁啊，哇，你看他都赚多少钱？
And do you see this person? He has made so much money.
啊，你怎么这么没用？
How is it that you're so useless?
所以有时候啊，那个不叫做沟通啊。
And so this is not a communication.
那个有时候啊， 甚至叫做羞辱啊。
This is called humiliation.
你怎么这么没用？
How is it that you're so useless?
成绩怎么这么差？
Why are your grades so bad?
你就是捡垃圾的命。
And you have a garbage life.
有时候你会发觉说，那父母脑筋不知道在想什么。
And oftentimes we don't know what the parents are thinking.
啊，然后很喜欢把孩子拿去比较。
And so they like to compare children.
哎呀，我怎么会有你这种孩子？你一定是垃圾桶捡的。
How is it that I can have this child? You must have been picked up from the garbage.
莫名其妙是孩子哪里来的？你做妈妈的会不知道。
And how can you not know if you're a mother?
所以啊，有时候我们用这种方式来羞辱儿女。
So many times we use this method to humiliate our children.
还以为说啊，我就是刺激他，让他变强。
And we think that we're provoking them so that they can be stronger.
没有啊，他只看到你觉得很讨厌而已啊。
And it's not true. They just see you and they really despise you.
他说啊，有一天啊，等他有能力，他就离开你了。
And one day when they have the ability, they will leave you.
你对他生命当中只剩下羞辱跟刺激而已。
And to them in their life, to them, it is just humiliation.
你在他成长的过程当中留下只有伤害的印象而已。
And in their growth, it is only just hurt that they have left behind. And I'm very limited.
反正我很烂。反正我什么都不会。
And I don't know how to do anything.
要不然你去叫隔壁那个小毛做你的孩子好了。
Then why don't you just tell the neighbor to be your son?
我说呀，有时候啊，我们父母亲因为不懂得谈论什么。
So oftentimes because the parents don't know how to talk to their children.
所以谈论的内容当中只是不断的给儿女受到伤害而已。
So the content of your chat is often hurtful for the children.
在这里讲说你要谈论什么？谈论道理，谈论信仰。
And here it says you need to talk to them and you need to talk about their faith.
谈论神，谈论有价值的生命。
You need to talk about a valuable life and talk about God.
他说呀，圣经里面讲说，撒母耳是在神面前慢慢长大的。
It says Samuel grew before the Lord.
请问你的孩子在什么面前长大？
And I ask you, what does your children grow up before?
在你的刺激当中长大吗？
Is it grow up before your provocation?
在你的羞辱当中长大吗？
Under your humiliation?
在你不断的比较当中长大吗？
Under the endless comparisons?
我告诉你，孩子非常敏感的。
And I tell you, children are very sensitive.
我还记得我小时候哦。
And I still remember when I was young.
因为我姐姐非常非常的优秀。
Because my sister was very well liked.
啊，我非常非常糟糕。
And I was very bad.
也没有非常糟糕了，比较糟糕啊。
I was not that bad.
但我姐姐就是那种啊，品学兼优，老师爱的那种。就是那种人见人爱、花见花开的那种孩子啊。
Well, my sister was a very well liked child.
啊，真的啊，在学校啊，哇，常常啊，这个奖状也是她、啊，这个优良学生就对了。
And she was a very well, she was a star student.
啊，感谢主啦，我爸妈倒是没有什么偏爱啊，感谢主哦。
And thank God that my parents were not biased.
但是我一直记得一直记得哈、
哦。But I still remember one thing.
我们家常常有客人来哈、
哦。And our family would have many guests come.
我常常记得就是客人来都只有带一份礼物给我姐姐。
I remember when the guests came, they would only bring one set of present for my sister.
还有人来说，哦，哎呀，不好意思，忘了你还有一个儿子啊。
And some people say, oh, I forgot you had a son.
我现在是长大的，我现在那时候他还小，那我就把他赶出去啊。
And I was very young that time, I would have cast him out.
你看哦，我那个时候才二三年级而已啊。
And during that time, I was only in second or third grade.
你知道啊，这种事情不会忘记啊，你不要以为二三年级不懂啊，我记一辈子啊。
This is something that I'll never forget.
这个其实不是记恨或什么啦。
This is not about being hateful or anything.
但是我一直没有忘记那种感觉，被人家忽略的那种感觉。
But I'll never forget that sense of being forgotten.
啊，当然感谢主，我父母亲是不会这样，所以我还蛮平衡的。
But thank God my parents were not like this, so I'm quite normal.
啊，但是啊，那种来我家哦，只有带一份东西给我姐姐的人啊，我都记住了啊。
But those people who came to my house and only brought one set of present, I still remember them.
那种感觉很不舒服，非常不舒服。
That type of feeling is very uncomfortable.
啊，虽然我们会笑，做小孩的我们会笑一笑啊，说没有关系，没有关系哈、哦，但是我们会记一辈子的。
Even though as children we say it's okay, but we will remember for a lifetime.
所以啊，在我自己的，因为我自己有这种很不舒服的感觉哦。
And because I've understood this uncomfortable feeling.
所以我一直觉得说，我们今天啊，带儿女要公平啊。
Therefore today, as raising up children, we should be fair.
常常啊，子女中的冲突是因为父母亲的偏爱。
The contention between the siblings are also oftentimes because of the bias.
这是一种无知啊。
And this is ignorance.
好，所以啊，我们今天呢、啊，在教养儿女的过程当中啊。
So today, in the process of raising up godly children.
不要忽略他们的感受啊。
We shouldn't forget about their feelings.
哦，更不要把他们拿来比较啊。
And even more, we should not compare them.
因为那是对孩子一种伤害。
Because this is harmful to the children.
因为你永远都不知道到底以后哪一个孩子是比较有出息的。
Because you never know which children will be more successful.
你今天所种下的果。
And the fruit that you
plant. 种下的种子哈、
哦。The seed that you plant today.
你以后就要尝它的果实。
You need to try the taste of the fruits.
啊，我还记得有一个妈妈哦。
I still remember there's a mother.
哇，她很喜欢羞，对她孩子真的很不好啊。
She was very bad to her children.
啊，常常啊，在别人面前呢、啊，讲她的孩子很差。
She often talk about all the bad things before. about their children before other people.
他就是我刚讲那个很喜欢说他的小孩就是捡垃圾命的那一个啊。
It is the parent that I talked about that says their child is picked up from the garbage.
孩子啊，就只能捡垃圾而已啦。
And the children can only pick up garbage.
我告诉你啊，捡垃圾一年年薪六万多啊。
And I tell you, garbage people make up a lot of money.
收垃圾的，一年年薪六万多，你不要小看人家。
And people who are garbage men, they make up a lot of money.
啊，但是他说哇，就像羞辱，在从小就这样羞辱啊，这个就是啊，垃圾啊，这不懂会读不会读书啊，就是喜欢用这种方式来刺激啊。
And from the time the child is young, she would humiliate them and as a way of provocation.
啊，但是啊，人家小孩后来成功了。
But one day the child became very successful.
虽然没有读书，但是开了一间公司啊。
Even though he didn't go to school, but he opened up a company.
因为很早就出社会，所以啊，人面很广啊。
Because they enter society very early, so they were very broad.
所以啊，三十岁就百万啊。
So at 30 years old, he was a billionaire.
然后啊，那个妈爸爸妈妈再来啊，那我们能不能跟你住在一起啊。
And when the parents says, can we come live with you?
但有时候啊，你真的哦，我们真的不要用这种方式来对待儿女。
And oftentimes we should not treat our children this way.
教导是需要的。
And discipline is necessary.
羞辱是没有意义的。
Humiliation has no use.
哦，所以啊，我们要跟他谈论。
So we need to talk to them.
不要都谈论世界上的事情。
And don't talk about the things of this world.
你要赚钱啊。
And you need to make money.
你要成功啊。
But you need to be successful.
爸妈以后靠你啊，你要给我们养老啊。
We will rely on you in our And in our dates.
小孩子，你跟他讲这些干什么？
And how can you tell this to the children?
如果今天他有信仰，
if they have faith,
生命中有神，
if they have God in their
life, 有道理，
they have the truth.
你不用开口，他一定养你啊。
You don't need to say anything, and they will definitely
raise you. 他会感激你。
They will be thankful towards
you. 因为你给他教育。
Because you give them their faith.
因为你给他做人做事的道理。
Because you give them morals of how to be a person.
更重要，你把神带进他的生命里面。
And even more, you give God to them.
所以你都不用讲。
So you don't need to say anything.
你只要好好的爱他，照顾他。
You need to love them and take care of them.
常常跟他谈论信仰。
And oftentimes talk to them about their faith.
他自然而然知道要怎么样孝顺你。
Then naturally they will know to honor you.
一个有信仰的儿女。
A children who have faith.
你根本不用怕他不孝顺。
You don't need to be afraid that they won't be honorable to you.
啊，但是如果他生命当中没有信仰。
But if in their life they don't have faith.
你就赚钱吧，赚钱吧，你就赚钱。
You just need to go make money and you just need to make money.
啊，是啊，他赚了很多钱啊。
And it's true they make a lot of money.
哎，对不起啊，他赚了很多钱，总共。跟你讲说你跟我什么关系啊？
But I apologize, they will make a lot of money, but they won't have anything to do with you.
你要跟我住啊，我考虑考虑啊。
You want to live with me? Let me consider it.
可以啊，那个房租一个月交多少来啊？
It's
让你住啊。
It's fine, you need to pay rent.
你要跟我住可以啊。
You can live with me.
记得啊，每天煮三餐啊。
But remember to cook three meals a day.
顾小孩啊。
Take care of the children.
去采买啊。
And go and buy groceries.
把家里卫生做一做啊。
And take care of the The duties at home.
这是在孝敬父母吗？
Is this how you honor your
parents? 没有啦，请个帮，当作请个帮佣而已啊。
This is like hiring a servant.
你说这种有什么意思？
And where's the meaning in this?
你孩子很有钱，最后跟你什么关系？
And your children have so much money, but in the end, what does that have to do with you?
所以教养儿女使他生命当中有神的道，有敬虔的人生。
So raise up a children so that they can have be godly children.
你如果养出一个敬虔有神的儿女，
if you want to have godly children,
剩下你都不用担心。
Then everything else you don't need to worry about.
他自然会孝敬你，最尊敬你，会爱你。
Then naturally they will honor you and love you.
他自然会照顾你。
Then they will take care of you.
最后我们来看第九节啊。
And lastly, let's look at verse 9.
我们看申命记第六章第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 9.
啊，他说又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上哦。那这里告诉我们说啊，最后你要在哦，我们看第八节啊。
Let's look at verse 8。
小说你要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上啊。那在这里告诉我们说，教养敬虔儿女的最后一项啊。
Here tells us the last step to raise up godly children.
叫做提供属灵的生活环境。
It is to raise up the spiritual environment.
啊，你在生活当中啊，你所充满的是什么
？In your life, what is it filled with?
孩子成长的观念里面就是什么
？And that is what the concept of the children will
be. 有时候你到信徒的家里啊。
Many times when you go to the homes of the members.
你一到他家你就知道他们家最重视的是什么。
The moment you walk in, you will understand what they value the most.
你会发觉说，有的房子是啊，所有的空间全部都对着那台电视。
And you will find that some houses, their entire house is built around the TV.
客厅一台。
There is one in the living room.
饭厅一台。
There is one in the kitchen.
卧室一台。
There's one in the bedroom.
厨房还要一台。
And there's one in the kitchen too.
为什么煮饭的时候可以看电视啊？
And it is because you can watch TV while you cook.
啊，有的过分一点的，厕所还加一台啊。
And some people are over dramatic and they have one in the bathroom.
为什么啊？这你这，所以你提供的环境是什么？
And so what kind of environment do you have?
就是在电视前面成长。
It is to grow up before the television.
啊，有时候我到那信徒家里去看哦。
And sometimes when I go to these houses.
房子小小的，电视好大一台。
They have a very small house, but they have such a big TV.
两边的柜子打。打开哇，整排的连续剧。
That when you open the two cupboards, it's all dramas.
哇，有没有圣经？没有，圣经不知道，圣经放在教会就好了。
And do they have a Bible? They say they just leave the Bible at church.
圣经是只有到教会才需要看的。
And you only need to read the Bible at church.
连续剧是我的命啊，天天都要看的。
And these televisions are my life. I need to watch it every day.
哦，所以你就知道说他的环境是什么嘛？ So、你的环境是什么，你就教出什么样的孩子来、啊。
So you will know what kind of environment the children will grow up in.
哦、所以啊，如果你的环境的中心是电视。
If the focus of the environment is on the television,
你的孩子就是在电视里面长大的、啊。
Your children will grow up before the TV.
啊，但在这里告诉我们说、啊，你要提供他一个属灵的环境啊。
Here it says you need to give them a very spiritual environment.
把神的道理、神的话戴在手上、系在额上、写在门上、贴在墙上。
To put the word of God on their hands and to bind them on their hearts and on the frontlets between their eyes.
啊，这不是告诉我们说、啊、回家、啊、哇，先买一本圣经，一页一页撕啊，壁纸就用圣经代替壁纸啊。
It is not that you go home and you rip pages off the Bible.And stick it everywhere.
没有用的啦，你不看都没有用啊。
And this is useless because if you don't read it.
哇，那个整个墙壁上密密麻麻的全是经文，你会去看它吗？
And on the wall is all covered by the Bible. Do you read it?
一面吃饭一面读圣经，这样。
And you eat and you read the Bible.
哇，那个餐桌上也都是贴经文。
And on the Bible, the Bible is also stuck onto the table.
如果可以这样，感谢主啊。
If this is true, then thank God.
你属灵生命一定会大大进步啊。
Then your spiritual life will improve greatly.
啊，但是最怕的就是啊，你虽然有经文，但是不是拿来看的。
But what's even worse is when you have the Bible but you don't read it.
哇，拿来包油条啊！
And you use it for food.
啊，来 wrapping 哦。
As wrapping.
哦，你这里的环境不是真的说你啊墙上贴经文就会好的、啊。
And the environment here isn't just talking about putting the words of God on the wall.
而是你常常啊制造有属灵的环境，让你的孩子在生活空间里面知道信仰的重要。
But rather to raise up this spiritual environment to for the children to understand the importance in faith.
所以有的爸爸妈妈真的很好哦。
And so some parents are very good.
我认识有的爸爸妈妈，他们、啊、每天早上啊都会提早起床。
And some parents every single morning they will wake up.
哦、所以啊，在吃早餐以前啊，他们会先跟孩子读半个小时的圣经啊。
Before they eat breakfast, they would read the Bible with the children for half an hour.
他们会找机会，他的孩子啊很小啊，十诫也会背啊。
And some children, when they're very young, they even know the Ten Commandments.
八福也会背啊。
They know the Beatitudes.
那为什么就是爸爸妈妈从小这样子一直教导啊
？And why is it? Is because the children are taught from young.
这个叫做属灵的环境。
This is called the spiritual environment.
要重视这种属灵的空间。
And they emphasize and value this type of environment.
啊，自然能够养出敬虔的儿女来。
And so naturally, they will have godly children.
啊，所以啊，在这里啊，圣经里面给我们一些教养儿女需要有的观念啊。
So here the Bible tells us some things we need to know about how to raise up godly children.
我们希望孩子能够成功。
We hope our children can be successful.
我们希望孩子生命能够幸福。
We hope that our children can have a happy life.
你要给他正确的东西呀、啊。
You need to give them the correct thing.
有时候我们父母就是啊，我留一栋房子，我留多少钱给他。
Many times, parents would just say, "I leave them a house."
这个不是最重要的。
This is not the most important thing.
如果他今天呢、啊，生命当中有神啊。
If in their life they have God.
他如果生命当中有神看顾哦。
If God watches over them in their life.
他的人生自然会走得很顺利啊。
And their life naturally will be very smooth.
你给他很多钱。
You give them much money.
你可能让他变成一个非常懒惰、不劳而获的人。
You may allow them to become a very lazy person.
可能变成一个赌鬼。
They may become a gambler.
哇，反正赚钱来的容易嘛，他妈赌掉。
And the money comes easily, so I can just gamble it.
没钱呢，就把房子拿去抵押。
And when you have no money, you can put the money down for down payment.
所以你给他越多，他的人生越惨。
And the more you give them, the worse their life will be.
所以我们今天作为父母亲的
，So today as parents,
人生的目标绝对不是给孩子房子。
The goals of life is not to leave them a house.
绝对不是给孩子很多钱。
It is not to leave them much money.
绝对不是帮他把一切的人生都安排好。
It is definitely not to arrange everything perfectly for them.
两件事你要给他。
There's two things you need to give them.
给他好的教育。
Give them a good education.
使他能够为自己的人生做准备。
So that they can be ready for their life.
给他正确的信仰。
Give them the correct faith.
使他生命当中有神常常与他同在。
So that in their life they can have God and have a abiding.
不管他走，不管他走到哪里。
That no matter where they go.
有神的恩惠、平安、喜乐，时刻与他同行。
Have the peace and the joy of the Lord everywhere with them.
你还有什么好担心的
？Then what can you worry about?
你自然能够看到你儿女的成功。
Then you will naturally see the success of your children.
你自然能够得到生命的喜悦。
You will receive the joy in your life.
同时，你自然在神面前能够交账。
At the same time, you can come before the Lord without any regret.
能够生出敬虔的儿女来。
To have godly children.
使你的心满足。
So that your heart can be content.
使神得到喜悦。
So that the Lord can be pleased.
我们一起来唱诗哈。
Let's all raise up and sing.
我们唱诗63首。
Let's sing 63.
在现今的社会，要教导儿女实在是件不容易的事情。
In the society, to raise up children is not a very easy task.
因为他们要不断的受到社会环境的影响。
Because they're constantly influenced by society.
但是在这里告诉我们说啊，我们要依靠主啊。
But here it tells us we need to rely on the Lord.
说啊，教好儿女啊，除了自己要努力以外。
And to raise up a good children, it is not just based on our own efforts.
更要交托在主的手中。
But rather, we need to hand it over to the Lord.
常常为儿女来祷告。
And to pray often for our children.
常常重视他们的信仰。
To emphasize their faith.
常常带他们来教会
to bring them church often.
最后求主耶稣能够施恩看顾
in the end also so that the Lord can watch over them.
就能够像雅各这个以色列在他年老的时候所说的
just like Israel, Jacob in his old age.
最后说这神是牧养我一生的神
and this Lord is the Lord who has watched over me and my entire life.
我们希望说不但我们自己能够讲这句话
and we also hope that we not only hope that we can say this ourselves.
我们的后代子子孙孙都能够有一样的感动
we hope that our next generation can also have the sentiment.
这神是牧养我父亲的神。
This Lord is the one who shepherded my father.
这神是牧养我的神。
This is the Lord who has shepherded me my whole life.
这神更是牧养我子子孙孙的神。
This is the Lord who will also shepherd my whole next generation.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.